Welcome to UBP podcast. My name is Ariane Kesriwani. I'm a senior investment specialist at UBP, and today we're discussing global equities, half-year recap, and scenarios. The key takeaways are: companies with superior future cash flow streams have come under significant pressure year to date, as higher interest rates implied higher discount rates. With markets pricing in recession risks, defensive quality investment cases are expected to reverse the trend that favored the lower value part of the market since the beginning of the year. Two scenarios have been developed for the rest of the year: a central one with multiples reaching a trough and 10% EPS growth being delivered for the year, the alternative one with further derating and negative EPS growth expectations. Both scenarios would mark a shift of current market configurations and are expected to be more favorable for the 30 Global Leaders Equity Strategy performance. The purpose of this update is to address key concerns raised by investors in these turbulent times and bring some clarity by sharing our views on markets and our 30 Global Leaders Equity Fund. What has been driving markets year to date? The decline of global equities earnings multiples since 2021 gained additional momentum this year as interest rate hikes triggered more aggressive discount rates applied to future cash flows. While the companies held in the 30 Global Leaders strategy still expanded their earnings multiples in 2021 and outperformed significantly, the first months of 2022 witnessed a PE compression and lagging performance of high quality, high growth names, which trade typically at higher earnings multiples. The 12-month forward PE ratio for global equities fell 17% to 14.8 times, trading below its long-term average and back to pre-pandemic levels at end of May. Both growth and quality styles derated by 20% year to date, while value only derated by 5%, and all styles are now trading near their long-term averages. Until the peak of the Fed hawkishness is sensed by investors, another potential leg of correction on the valuation multiples could lead to further market volatility for the end of the year. Is the risk of recession priced in? Markets' confidence in central banks' action in controlling inflation without derailing the post-pandemic growth is being tested, with corporates posting profit warnings for Q2. Examples include Amazon warning on overcapacity and Tesla discussing a 10% cut in its workforce. Some earnings downgrades could be priced in by the market in the second half of the year, leading to continued overall volatility. Planned capex of industrial companies have remained resilient in the face of higher commodity prices and the unresolved need to ease supply chain issues and rebuild inventories. Consumer-facing companies have, however, swung from a shortage of inventories to some oversupply situations, and consumer demand will likely see headwinds from recent above-trend consumption slowing down, as well as from higher interest rates and inflated consumer prices starting to take their toll. In a scenario of recession, in other terms, the end of a longer economic cycle that was disrupted by a mini severe cycle caused by the pandemic, large cap quality companies with strong balance sheets and resilient cash flow generation above the cost of capital throughout cycles, which are typically held in the 30 Global Leaders portfolio, are expected to uphold their defensive characteristics in the face of a weaker growth trajectory. 2022 expected returns, central case scenario. A central case scenario with 7% total market return could still be delivered for 2022 if the consensus 10% EPS growth contribution stands and the initial multiples correction reverses, at least partially, after the 17% correction year to date. Historically, a rising yield environment with slowing but growing GDP trend has witnessed an average 8% total return for the S&P 500. In this constructive scenario, the re-rating following the trough in multiples would be supportive for a recovery in the 30 Global Leaders Equity Strategy performance, especially given the sharper year-to-date correction on its valuation premium. Bear case scenario. A bear case scenario for 2022 could include further multiple compression down to negative 25% for the full year, in the event of a faster than expected tightening cadence, along with significant downward EPS growth revisions to negative 5%. This could lead to the first negative year of market performance following three consecutive years of market returns averaging above 20%. The 20% loss recorded over the 6 months of this year may already anticipate recession and negative revisions on earnings growth. The potential next early cycle stage of GDP recovery is typically associated with the highest average market return configuration. In this alternative scenario, the defensiveness characteristics of the 30 Global Leaders Equity Strategy, driven by the focus on lower risk stocks, i.e. large caps, developed markets, low debt levels, and strong cash flow generation, is expected to come into play and deliver downside protection. The latest portfolio addition was the food ingredient company, Kerry Group, a lower PE and lower beta name with a defensive CFRI profile. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or visit our website, ubp.com.